This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so you can get the very best results from your dog training. This show is brought to you by FamilyDogFusion.com. For professional advice, dog training tips, ebooks, and a video to teach your dog how to walk on a leash, go to FamilyDogFusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Last year, I did many shows that I called my how-to shows. I did a show last week in which I asked the question, is your dog? It got me thinking that many people ask me these questions about their dogs and in many different situations. Today, we will ask the question, is your dog obsessive-compulsive or OCD?
We would love for you to join our community of dog lovers. Log on to Facebook and search for our business page, Family Dog Fusion. There you will get updates as to what's going on with our dog-loving family and friends from all over the world. See events, our travels, or just information that you may need about the podcast, our book, or the new products we'll be releasing. That's Family Dog Fusion on Facebook. See you there.
This is Discover Your Dog, the show that demystifies your dog's behavior so that you may see great results from your behavior modification. I am Benny Copeland, trainer of people, behaviorist to the dogs, and just like you, the listener, a dog lover. Thank you so much for sharing these shows. OCD. In human terms, we misuse this term all the time to describe someone that may have a little funny quirk about cleanliness, organization, rules, or details. You know that girl that is very strict on making everyone follow the rules of the game, or the guy that has to make sure every spot is off the dish before putting it into the dishwasher. That would be me. The truth is, it's not OCD at all. OCD, or obsessive compulsive disorder, is a very serious and real disorder that can have lasting effects on a person or a dog. It is actually not a common problem affecting only about 2% of the United States in humans, and pretty rare with dogs. So let's discuss this thoroughly right after this.
Do you love what you hear in all of these podcasts? Does what Benny say just make sense to you? Well, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what it means when we say demystify your dog's behavior, then you need to go to Amazon.com and get Benny's book, Family Dog Fusion. Yes, we named the book after the website because we wanted things to be simple to remember. And most of all, we really want to fuse your dog into your family. In these few pages, Benny has decoded dog behavior. He's found a way to make what he has learned over the past 20 years of his life make sense when it comes to communicating with your dog. Also, the great thing about this book is you can mark up the pages, highlight the important stuff, bend the heck out of the spine even if you want to. It's yours. So we suggest to do all those things and then give it away and buy a new book when that happens. Family Dog Fusion on Amazon.com. Get your copy today.
I said that OCD is rare with dogs mainly because of what OCD really is. If you look at the definition or diagnosis of OCD, you would see that it's really impossible for a dog to truly have this disorder. They seemingly can be obsessive about things like treats or food or a particular toy or maybe even their bed or their crate. They can be compulsive about chewing, whether it be a toy or on themselves, about suckling, humping, staring out into space. They can also have repetitive activities such as spinning or pacing, barking, chasing a light or shadow, or maybe even their tail. I say it's not possible for a dog to truly be obsessive and compulsive because in the sense of the disorder, it is excessive thoughts, which is the obsession, that lead to repetitive behaviors, which is the compulsion. It is characterized by unreasonable thoughts and fears that lead to these repetitive behaviors. A dog that loves a certain toy or seems to be obsessed over his crate is not having excessive or irrational thoughts about these things. They just tend to possess these things. I have seen cases of each of the obsessions and compulsions that I mentioned above. I will pick out a few of these things and we'll talk about the behavior and how you can help your dog if they happen to be in any of the categories we discussed. First, I want to talk about the human side for a bit. I've seen OCD firsthand. I've seen how this disorder affects a person and can sometimes take away from the quality of life. Now, I have a friend that has this, and he has learned to manage it very well. But I can tell you, this will never go away. Most of the time when he gets caught up in a certain routine or a compulsion, he has no clue why he's doing or what he's doing. We have made light of some of the things that this guy does, and he's an amazing person with an amazing personality, and he's very good about it. He has an amazing life, and he's definitely someone that I look up to. Now, it happened because of a very traumatic event when he was a little child. And knowing this has helped me be cognizant of when he's just being normal in his normal overbearing self, and I say this in a very fun-loving way, or if he's going through one of his compulsions. Now, I want to mention this because I know that I've joked about this disorder about myself and about others, and yet I do realize how serious this can be. I don't want you to think that I'm making light of a situation, and I really want you to understand that when you think your dog is being OCD, how she really can't, because it does require that obsessive thinking. Typically, in dogs, this is just a behavior issue that can be corrected through conscious training and awareness. Sometimes there are neurotic issues that need a doctor's intervention, and I've seen both. Beans can be very compulsive about chasing her tail. Molly was very compulsive about barking, drinking water, and chewing on her feet, especially at an older age. The older she got, the worse it got with her. Oz's only obsession is me. He sometimes will not even greet another person if he thinks it might take my attention away from him. He has no compulsions that I'm aware of yet. I have done some past shows on possession and some of the compulsions that we talked about as well. In episode 069, we talk about dogs that have issues with humping. In episode 084, it's called Placating Your Possessive Dog. And in episode 085, it's about dogs that chase their tails. I've also talked about dogs that bark excessively and how to work on these behaviors in many shows. Today, I want to talk about barking in a way that it is a compulsive behavior. This is different than a dog that barks at things out the window or they're barking to get attention. This is the dog that wants a situation, such as maybe someone knocking at the door or another dog walked by, has dissipated, the dog still continues to bark. This is also about the dog that just starts barking for no reason and won't stop. This is a behavior Molly would do, especially in her senior years. She might see a dog outside or hear something that startled her, and she would start barking. Her bark was deep, and she had a tendency to bark in a slow, methodical pattern. Not the quick yapping bark that you would normally hear from a dog that is sending a warning signal or trying to get attention. Once this bark would start, I knew that she was going into her compulsive mode. Most times, I just let it go. I mean, really, the truth is that I didn't even hear it. You know how it is. I mean, if you've ever had kids and you're on a plane or in a room and a baby starts crying, you may not even notice or react to it at all. Now, I had a friend that never had a child, and she could point out a baby crying from 300 yards. I could be standing right next to the baby and not notice it. Now, if it was my baby, I would, but if it's someone else's, you get it. The same goes for me and dogs. I owned a training kennel for years and had sometimes over 30 dogs at a time. I got to the point that a barking dog didn't even affect me unless it was an abnormal bark, like a dog that was in pain or they were fighting, something like that. One of my roommates complained that a neighbor had a dog that barked most of the night once. I told him that if he had a problem with it, he was going to have to take care of it because I couldn't even hear the dog. I didn't even notice it, which really sucked for him because he couldn't sleep and I was falling right asleep through it. Well, Molly would do this bark and she would not stop. Woof, 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 woof. And it may have gone on for a minute or maybe even 5 minutes before I would realize that she was doing this bark. And then finally I'd tell her to stop. I'd just look at her and say, Molly, no. And she would stop. Now, she would do the same thing with licking her feet. And once it started, she wouldn't stop. I mean, to the point that sometimes her pads would start cracking and bleeding. She'd even do the same thing with water. She would, and I had to really monitor it because if I put a bowl of water down, she would drink it until it was gone. And typically, like even now, I have 3 bowls of water because I don't want my dogs to run out of water. And they drink when they're thirsty. And it's very rare that they empty the bowl. So it's there for them, but they aren't that compulsive like Molly used to be. And I had to very much monitor the water for them because she would start drinking and then she'd finish it. And then she'd go to the next bowl. She'd go to the next bowl if I had all the bowls there. So she did have some of these compulsive behaviors. Now, here is why and where I tell you, you have to be very aware on how you respond to any of these behaviors. To give much attention in these moments can really reinforce the behavior you're trying to stop. Most people would sympathize with their dog. They may even go to pet them and make them stop. Hey, stop it. It's okay. You don't have to do that kind of thing. Even if you make your dog stop in the way that I did it, it can be too much attention if you use a physical way to make her stop or you continue to talk to her. You have to have a way to communicate with your dog that makes her stop and pay attention to you. If you remember, that's what a true correction is. Stop doing what you're doing, pay attention. This is why it's important to understand what that correction really is when it comes to communicating with your dog. Anything other than just telling your dog to stop is giving attention to the behavior. If I said, Molly, stop it. Why are you doing that? Why do you always lick yourself? You're going to make your paws bleed if you keep doing that. I am now giving way too much attention to that behavior, and I'm reinforcing it rather than making it stop. And think about it. Listen to that tone. Does that sound like I'm being corrective? Stop. Why do you keep doing that? And most times, people even go over and start loving on their dog and touching on their dog, which you've learned is the biggest reward you can give your dog. It happens right here in my house. Beans has a tendency to chase her tail every now and then. It's cute and it's funny. And I've had to tell people to leave her alone when she does this. This is a behavior that can be very compulsive. It's the same as chasing a reflection or a shadow or even one of those stupid laser things. Mainly, the reason is because you give so much attention to the behavior that the dog thinks that that's what you want them to do. When it's new and it's cute, we have a tendency to think it's okay to reinforce the behavior with positive, pleasing attention, which is praise for the behavior. And it's the best way to teach your dog to do something. Later, you might get frustrated with that behavior and you yell at your dog to make her stop, the way I described above. It could be negative attention for a behavior. And it could be attention that you're giving your dog that you don't want him to do, even though you're going, stop it, quit it, don't. It's still attention. Ignoring a behavior is the best way to correct a behavior. But if your dog is being compulsive about the behavior, you can't just ignore it and it goes away. This is when it is very important that you recognize that it is a compulsive behavior and that you correct for it appropriately. If it's self-mutilation or a highly anxious behavior, you may need to use medication to get your dog to be able to relax. Now, this is when you need to involve a veterinarian. Or Even there are behaviorists out there that have the ability to prescribe medication because they are behaviorist veterinarians. Throwing around that phrase, OCD, it might be cute and something to really recognize that the behavior is something that needs attention, but when it's just a quirk that your dog does every now and then, don't give it attention. Even as I write this, Bean started chasing her tail under my feet. I ignored her. She stopped after only a few attempts of catching it. So, in summary, today we ask the question, is your dog OCD? Obsessive compulsive. You discovered that even though your dog may have some compulsive tendencies, the obsessive behavior is really more a possessive behavior when it comes to dogs. You also learn that it takes awareness on how you react to any of these compulsive behaviors to correct it. Thank you.
If you would like to contact us, we have a link on our website, familydogfusion.com. We would love to hear your opinion and we value your feedback. So again, familydogfusion.com. Or if you just want to send us a direct message, you can do that via email. It goes to familydogfusion@gmail.com. Your comments are important to us and help us with future shows. Thank you for listening to our show. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends and family. Also, go ahead and give us a 5-star review because it helps others find our show. And frankly, we just love to read them. This show is produced by Eric Janer and show notes are created by Carissa Dolan. Thank you to all of the Family Dog Fusion team and our affiliate sponsor, Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. For your free pet insurance quote, go to familydogfusion.com/insurance. And go to familydogfusion.com and sign up for your free membership today.
Be impeccable with your dog.